Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
His name is Huey Lewis, ladies and gentlemen. He got his start in a little band called Thin Lizzy. He's your artist of the day. I was just combing through the sports pages of the USA Today and the Kansas City Star. Ooh, they're thin. Oh, they are thin. I can't even imagine being a sports reporter or a sports broadcaster right now. Hey, before we get started, Dana Wright, we do have the Admiral talking about if you do nothing else in your day, make your bed. Make your bed.
If you want to change the world, start off by making your bed. If you make your bed every morning, you will have accomplished the first task of the day. It will give you a small sense of pride, and it will encourage you to do another task, and another, and another. And by the end of the day, that one task completed will have turned into many tasks completed. Making your bed will also reinforce the fact that the little things in life matter. If you can't do the little things right, you'll never be able to do the big things right. And if by chance you have a miserable day, you will come home to a bed that is made. That you made. And a made bed gives you encouragement that tomorrow will be better. To pass SEAL training.
That's right. Those are words to live by. Those are words of wisdom.
I feel like if I'm having a bad day, and a lot of us have a lot of anxiety right now, we're not feeling great, I don't know that, like, for me, what's going to bring me up from that is, I don't know, maybe I go on a walk or I, you know, see one of the children or pet my dog that pees all over my house, which just brings me anxiety. I do those things. I don't know for me that a made bed turns a bad day around, but for you it might, and that's fine.
It does. Getting into a made bed every night makes me feel happy. You know, years ago, this was before I started making Sarah make her own bed. But she was on Twitter one time, and this was probably when she was, I don't know, 13 or 14 years old. And I would go up into her room. She's the only one who lives on the second floor in our house. And I would make her bed every morning after she would go to school. And she wrote on Twitter one time, and it actually made me very happy, and it warmed my heart. She just wrote on Twitter one day, "There is nothing better than getting into a made bed." Now, granted, I was making that bed at the time, but it made me feel good. If you do nothing in your day, make your bed. At least you've accomplished one thing.
Okay. So, you know how CNN does this, like, profiles in America? They do it kind of during commercial breaks, and I kept seeing it a couple of weeks ago, and I was not really...
Profiles in Courage or something like that?
Yeah, they just like, yeah, every once in a while you see, and it's during a commercial break, yeah. It'll say, you know, and today we look at, you know, so-and-so. Mm-hmm. And I noticed a couple of weeks ago after this just kept airing and airing and airing and airing that the guy that they were talking about in this profile was from Middle America. Actually from Peabody, Kansas. I know you've seen this, Scott.
Mm-hmm.
And what he does, and we got to try to get him on the show, because when I first saw this, I was like, he does what? He's a backward runner guy.
Okay.
He runs. This is a thing. He is actually the world champion in what they call retro running, which is the term they use for people who run in reverse.
Okay.
He works at Bethany College. He teaches. He's like the school's cross-country coach in other times. And he is actually in the Guinness Book of World Records for the fastest one-mile time while running backward at 5 minutes, 54.25 seconds, which, by the way, that is only about 30 seconds slower than the Kansas High School Class 1A state champ from 2019, who was running forwards.
Peabody, by the way, is southwest of Topeka.
Did you know this was a thing?
No, I did not. No. It has a population of 1,200.
How do you not run into things?
You look over your shoulder?
And run?
Well, on a
that
track.
That fast, there's no way.
On a track, there's
no
lines.
Way he's.
Ah.
Oh.
You stay in the lines.
Shut up, Sam.
Sorry. Shut up, Sam, you jerk.
It says while running backward, there's actually less pressure on your knees. He says it causes him no pain. Huh. He's gone all over the world doing this.
Dana, it's the things you find interesting that I find interesting.
I've just never heard that this was a thing. We have a person in our neighborhood who walks speed walks every single day while reading a book. And I've never stopped to talk to her. But if I could, I would say to her, how do you read while you walk? I mean, that to me would give me a headache, bobbing up and down, bump, 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 trying to find. And then, you know, when I'm walking, I'm thinking about things I see and I pass. And I can't constantly look. But every day this woman is out here doing her little walkie, walkie, walkie while she readie, readie, readies.
Excuse me. Have you checked on your neighbors, by the way?
Yes.
You have. Okay.
Yes.
All right.
From a distance.
I saw Sue today because Stella ran over to Sue's house. But Jeremy on the other side, on the south side, the only way that I know he's still alive is that I saw the trash can go out on Monday and I saw it get pulled back in on Tuesday. Other than that, his car has not moved. I have not seen him outside. I'm telling you, there's a part of me that is like thinking he's got COVID-19 or something.
Well, maybe he's just really super into social distancing. Like, he's staying home.
SOB hasn't been outside all week for 2 weeks.
Oh, I could not do that. Like, today, because it was finally a nice day, I just went outside and sat.
Yes. No, I have not seen him for 2 weeks. The only way that I know he's still alive is that his trash can went out on Monday morning, and he got pulled back to the house on Tuesday. That's it. Other than that, I have not seen that crazy you-know-who in 2 weeks.
I worry about those who either cannot or for whatever reason will not get any exercise right now or get outside right now. And especially if you can't. If you like are, you know, have health issues or you're mm-hmm. elderly and you're shut in right now, I worry about the mental health of those who cannot get outside. I have to get outside.
Yes.
Even if I'm sitting outside on my porch,
mm-hmm.
I've got to do it or I will lose my mind.
Yes. I'm being serious when I say this. For people with mental health issues, those are the people I worry about the most. For people who are alcoholic, mental health issues, these are the people I worry about the most, because the worst place to be is in your home alone with nothing but your brain to play with. And it is a dangerous
and
a bag of chips.
I'm gonna slay these Doritos and go to bed.
Listen here, Cool Ranch. You don't know who you've just met. Seriously, man. It's just, oh, my word. Hey, don't forget, at the bottom of the hour, starting at 5:30, we want to hear some good news. We're all cooped up. We're all stuck in the house. A lot of people are getting out and doing stuff. Give us some good news. Give us something positive. We'll do that after 5:30. If you want to weigh in before that, though, you're welcome to at 576-7798, 576-7798. Beastie. 1986 was the year. White rappers, they were. By the way, you may not have known this. The Beastie Boys started out as a punk rock band, failed miserably, and decided to go rap. And there is your worthless 80s information for the day.
A meme of the day. Dear Netflix, can you please turn off the quote, "Are you still watching?" feature? We're all in quarantine, so yeah, we're still watching. And I don't need this kind of judgy judgment in the time of uncertainty. If you could please update it with, quote, "Are you sure you want to eat that?" Notice that that would be much more helpful at this time.
All right, here's what Kansas City needs more than anything right now, Dana Wright. They need your do not walk, run move. Sorry.
I've been locked.
I've been locked in this house too long. They need their do not walk, run movie, TV show, and book references. Go.
There is nothing better, bar none, on Netflix right now than The Tiger King. You will sit down and start watching it, and you will not get up for 8 straight hours. It will say, "Are you sure you're still watching?" And again, you will say, yeah, because you won't be able to stop once you start. Every single person that started it, Scott, it's why I asked you if you had Netflix, cannot stop. They can't stop talking about it. Carrington watched it the other night and said, "Oh my God, this is 100 times better than even Dana said it was." It is that unbelievable. It's a case out of Oklahoma. It really happened. Don't Google it. Just watch it. That is your run. Do not walk.
Okay. That is my Netflix movie. What is my TV show and my book that I need to check out?
TV show, the next season of Ozark drops Friday. Thank God.
Oh, yeah.
We all need something to look forward to. Ozark comes back Friday.
Okay.
That's
and,
your show.
And my book. What is my book?
Well, it depends on what you're looking for. If you want to stay with the whole infectious disease thing, The Great Flu is about the 1918 flu pandemic. I've started that. The Hot Zone is one of the best books ever written about Ebola. If you are looking for the best book you've ever read, that is The Nightingale by Kristen Hanna.
Okay. Not going political, I'm not much of a reader. I like to read newspapers, but I have picked up a book for the first time in months. I am currently reading the Anonymous book. I cannot put – now, I don't care what your political leanings are, but I Kelly got it for me for Christmas. I cannot put this book down. I can't wait till 6 o'clock so I can pick it back up.
Dan Weinbaum just texted me, "Tiger King is the best documentary in the history of
what's
ever.
It about? What is it about?
Oh God, Scott.
What?
It's murder for hire, polygamy.
Out of Oklahoma?
The big cat trade. So people who buy and sell and breed tigers, thus the Tiger King. There's a missing husband. You could not make this up if you tried. If you wrote a book about what happened in Oklahoma, no one would believe you, but it happened.
Okay. For everybody else who actually has a life on streaming, and you can just go on to whether you're CCI or whoever your cable provider is, The new Star Wars just cleared on Tuesday night, and you can check out The Rise of Skywalker. That just cleared on Tuesday night. I think I'll be watching that tonight.
Do you know, a lot of these companies have started offering their content for free, Scott, and I don't have a list in front of me, but if you think you have to have subscriptions for some stuff, that is not the case anymore. Some of the streaming stuff. They're saying, look, we're just going to give you this. And so if before you thought, oh, I don't have that or I can't afford that, just Google list of free streaming stuff and you will find it.
Okay. Thank you for your recommendations, by the way. I'm sure a lot of people will take you up on that.
Yeah.
We will do Tell Me Something Good for the last 30 minutes of the show tonight. So get in early, 576-7798. We're all stuck at home. We're all just sitting here looking out the window, waving at strangers, looking like our old man. I want you to tell me something good. Tell me something in your life that's good. 576-7798. 576-7798. We'll get back with you and your good stories in just a moment here on Dana and Parks.
You refuse to put anything before your pride.
Come on. Let's end the show. Yeah. Tell me something good. Yeah. Because I know we've all been locked in our homes way too long. And, man, I've beaten the pavement on my street. And Dana just sat down and got back up. I don't know where she's going. So we will take your good news stories. You tell us something good. Let's not dwell on all the bad stuff that's going on. Larry in Independence, what are you doing, my friend?
Eating supper.
Oh.
Ooh.
Some of us call that dinner.
Dinner.
Well, yeah, where I'm from, it's called supper. Dinner is lunchtime.
Go
ahead.
So
you guys want some good news?
Yes, I do. I want some good news, man.
So this school year, we have been blessed to host a AFS student from Italy, and she has.
Well, you might want to kick her out.
No,
she's been. We don't want to kick her out. That's the whole thing. Is we really want her to stay here with us, but we've been going back and forth with the AFS program. You know, these poor kids. They've been, you know, pretty much displaced through all of this. And I know it's minor compared to what's going on in the global scene, but, you know, in our household, it's a major thing. Yeah. You know, these poor kids have been caught in limbo and they haven't been getting any answers from their home country, and the home country would pass it off to the United States and then back and forth. And a lot of the people that work for AFS are volunteers. So the volunteers don't have information. So it's just been, he said, she said, back and forth. Well, today we actually got confirmation that she is flying out tomorrow, which is bad news for us, good news for her and her family. We are taking her to KCI in the morning, and she's flying to Chicago, and she's got about a 9-hour layover at O'Hare, and then she catches an international flight to Rome, where her parents have been granted special permission to get out and drive from their hometown to Rome, which is about 4 hours to pick her up.
This is not good news. This is bad news.
No, this is good news for her family. I mean,
But you're going to put her on a fuselage of coronavirus.
Hey, buddy, we fought it tooth and nail. We wanted to keep these kids home. I mean, we're trying to take a negative and turn it into a positive.
Okay.
You know, on the downside, we're losing a daughter. But on the good side, she's going to be back home with her biological family. You know, we're still her family, and we love her like she's our own, and, you know, we're really worried about her. But we do have an appropriate mask for her to wear at the airport, thanks to a local dentist who's a friend of ours, and another good buddy of mine. They both have donated a mask for her and PPE equipment for the airport. She's got about a 52-gallon bucket of hand sanitizer to dunk herself in as she gets off the airport. You know, we're not sending her out in the world unprepared to, you know, take this on.
Okay.
We would much rather keep her here, but on the bright side, we have answers to all of the uncertainty. that these poor kids have been. And she's not the only one. I mean, there's a lot of kids that are going through this right now. And, you know, I think it's good news. It's not so much for us, but for her it is. So we actually have some answers.
And I don't know if you were the family that talked to the Kansas City Star, but one of these families, this story was in the paper. Was that you?
Yeah, well, it was us. We were on Channel 4 and we were on Channel 9, and they came out and did a follow-up today. And then there was a family. My wife has been talking to them, I think, from Lee Summit, and they also have an AFS student from Italy. Unfortunately, she lives 7 hours from Rome. I guess Rome is the only airport that's open now. So she is getting on, I think, another charter plane once she gets to Rome to get to her hometown. But yeah, I know who you're talking about. You know, we've been on local news and so have they. And it's just, you know, my heart goes out to all of these poor kids that are going through this right now. And it's tough on the host families like us. You know, I could complain about some of the things, but I'm trying to stay positive about all of this because, again, what may not be the best news for us, because we would love to have her here for another 3 or 4 months, but for her, she's going to get home to her family where they need her. And, you know, it'll be different around here for us. We're going to miss her something awful. But we asked her what she wanted to have for supper tonight, so we're having some good old-fashioned Kansas City barbecue, courtesy of Jack Stack.
I was going to say, man, if she said spaghetti, you just take her straight to the airport.
Well, it could have been worse. She could have said pizza.
Hey, Larry, good to hear your voice, my friend.
Hey, man, you guys stay healthy, okay?
You do the same. Be well.
Absolutely, you too.
I would like pizza. Get out. Larry,
you know what? Those families, and God bless those families, Scott, who have hosted these kids, because the parents on the other side of the world have to be frantic to get them back. Even it being Italy, you would feel better during a pandemic having your child with you. And so God bless all the families here under the best of circumstances that then turned into what it is.
Let me ask you a question. I mean, Italy's had a bad time. Spain's had a bad time. China obviously has had a bad time. The United States has had a really rough time. If your son, okay, Jack, was, say, in, I don't know, Mexico or, you know, Portugal or, you know, one of these countries that really hasn't had a bad coronavirus scare, warmer climate places, would you want him to come back on a plane?
Yes.
You would? Okay. All right.
I would, because of the what if scenario, that what if he does get critically, violently ill in a foreign country and I could not get to him. And I know that's what those other parents are thinking, Scott, about the kids from Italy that are here.
All right. Let's go to, I believe it's Jesse on line two. Jesse, good afternoon. Hello.
How you doing today?
We're doing well. Thank you for asking.
I travel from Indianapolis to Hutchinson, Kansas. I deliver food back and forth. Business has been really good lately. The government has released some of the restrictions that they have on us where we can drive more than what we normally can because of the called emergency declaration. I have noticed that there are a lot of less traffic on the road, but not everybody is staying home like they should be.
All right.
You know, the police chief yesterday in Overland Park said car wrecks are way down because there are fewer people driving. Aggravated assaults and aggravated battery is the largest category, down by the biggest percentage. But he said overall crime was down what, Scott? He said 20%.
20%. That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
All right. Hang on. I'm texting at the same time that I'm talking to you, Dana, so I beg your pardon. Just trying to get some more callers on here. I'm not sure that was a good news call, but we're looking for good news. What have you experienced in the last week as we're all holed up in our homes, watching the same TV shows? Thank you, Jesus, for the Blue Bloods marathon on TBS last night. Oh, my God. It was the only thing close to sanity that I found in a week. Oh, my God. But anyway, if you have a good news story, we would like to hear from you. That's what we're going to do for the last 15 minutes of the show. Telephone number here is 576-7798, 576-7798. I went to Quick Trip right before the show, Dana. And I was like looking for anything that was not coronavirus related. And I got the USA Today, I got the Kansas City Star, and I got the Wall Street Journal. And I went through all three of them. The closest thing I could find to a non-coronavirus related story was Joe Montana in the USA Today saying that the New England Patriots made a mistake with Tom Brady and letting him go. And I'll tell you something right now, and you listen to the words that come out of my mouth. I read every word of that story with incredible...
Sucked it up.
Oh, my God. I'm like, talk to me, Joe. Talk to me. Oh, yes, Kansas City Chiefs quarterback. Talk to me, Joe Montana. And I read the entire story, and it was the only thing I've read today. Look at the papers I have in my hand. Look at this.
It's a lot of paper.
That's a lot of newspaper. All of it will be recycled, I promise you. But this is the newspapers I picked up today. That was the only story I could really find that was not coronavirus related. Joe Montana saying that the New England Patriots made a mistake when they let go of Tom Brady. And I read every word.
Nerd.
I have noticed that even the good news that you see around town, the good news, and there's a lot of good news to be had out there if you look for it, even the good news is coronavirus related.
Oh, my God.
People are printing 3D masks on the 3D printers for emergency workers, yep. That people are helping one another, that people are delivering groceries. It's good news, and it takes your mind away from it, but then you're like, it's good news because we're in the middle of a pandemic, so now I'm back to thinking about the pandemic.
I mean, we even had a bad news story about, well, I don't know, he's a domestic terrorist, allegedly, and he got shot yesterday in Belton. But there's a story in the paper about a domestic terrorist who was shot in Belton the other day. Well, guess what? I'm like reading. I'm like, oh, my God, this is incredible. Domestic terrorist. What happened? Well, he was going crazy because of the coronavirus and the hospital shortage.
No.
So I'm like, that story's out.
No, you don't get to say when you're a domestic terrorist that, oh, by the way, I'm doing this because of corona. You're just a domestic terrorist. You're going
away
for the rest of your life. Good riddance. I hope you had hurt when you got shot.
That's right. That is right. And that is truth. So I'm looking at this story, and Sam and I were talking on the phone this morning. He's like, well, there's a story about a domestic terrorist who got shot in Belton. I go, print it. And then I get the story when I go by the station at 1 o'clock every day, and I'm reading the story when I get back to the house, and the guy's mad because of coronavirus. I'm like, I'm trying to find a story that doesn't involve coronavirus, and the very story you give me that's not supposed to involve coronavirus involves coronavirus. Hence the reason I read the Joe Montana story twice.
I'll try harder next time for you, Parksy.
Thank you.
Okay. When we come back, NASA is sending nearly 11 million people to Mars, sort of. I will tell you why.
Okay. They're dead, I'm imagining, and so that's not really a good news story. They're obviously not alive. 576-7798, if you have good news that you would like to share with us this afternoon. 576-7798. Smelling Aerosmith as the artist of the day tomorrow. Don't mind if I do.
Maybe.
So let's get some good news in here. Did you have something when we went to break, did you say you had something you wanted to bring up when we got back?
Well, the people are not dead, Scott.
Oh, yeah, the
NASA
Mars thing, yes.
NASA asked people to submit their names, and in total, 10,932,295 people submitted their names from all over the world, okay? And they are taking a capsule containing those names to Mars.
For what purpose?
So you sort of get to go, you know.
You don't get to go. Your name gets to go.
Well, they sent people a boarding pass if your name is on it. You got a special boarding pass.
Stop talking.
Just go with it.
Bob in Kansas City. Hello, Bob. Tell me something good.
Scott, I got two things. First of all is Dana's laugh.
Yes.
You know, it's hard to get through all this stuff without hearing her laugh.
Amen to that, brother.
Aw.
It's great. And the second thing is my wife and I just left kind of an impromptu concert just south of 75th on Madison Street. The neighbors are all out. They got the babies in the strollers. They're playing guitars in the yard. I know it's coronavirus related, but everybody was smiling, and the guy that's kind of ramrodding the whole thing says, folks, if the weather's good, every day at 4:30, we're out here for an hour.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Aww.
It's really cool stuff, and there's people working from home, and one of them was in like a third floor of their house and got the window open and is hollering how much he's enjoying it.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
What's the location again?
Just south of 75th Street in Madison and Waldo. And there were probably, oh, I'd say 30 neighbors or more. People brought out lawn chairs. And these aren't professionals. It's, a guy plays some tunes on his CD player, and another guy's playing country music on his guitar. And they're just mixing it up, and everybody's just enjoying the day and enjoying each other.
Hey, real quick, and maybe I can bring you some good news, Bob. And I hope Sam's able to get this up here pretty quickly. Did you hear the two doctors that we played yesterday doing Imagine by John Lennon?
Imagine there's no heaven. It's easy if you try.
Bob, how's that for pretty awesome?
That's awfully awesome, buddy. Mm-hmm. Thank you guys for keeping us up.
Oh, it's our pleasure, and thank you for giving us the opportunity. But if you get a chance tonight, go online and look up there was two doctors at the Mayo Clinic, Imagine by John Lennon, and they just cleaned it up.
It's Dr. Elvis Francois. I don't know.
Okay, stop.
I think it's Francois.
Really, first of all, it's not Francois. It's not like a condiment.
Hey, we're ending the show the same way we started, not being able to read French names.
Okay, Bob, here, just go to YouTube at two doctors. Imagine John Lennon Mayo Clinic. Don't try to Francois or Francois or don't listen to Sam. Just type in what I told you. Okay? Dana, it was a pleasure to see you again today.
It was good to sort of see you.
But we've got to go. Ladies and gentlemen, don't hug them, but kind of like virtual coronavirus hug them. That's what I'm doing with my kids nowadays. I haven't touched my kids in days. Don't read that the wrong way. That was weird. Stop it. Fade this down. I don't want to have to pay Huey Lewis. He's made enough money. We will be back. We will be back tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Don't forget Festivus Friday tomorrow at 5 o'clock, and we will stay true to that. Coronavirus or not, we will grieve at 5. That is brought to you by Michelob Ultra. Have a great night, everybody. Be safe. Kind of virtual hug them, but don't touch them. And we will see you tomorrow at 2 o'clock, God willing. Have a great night. Be safe, be well, and be good. Take care of yourself. And
Surely something's gotta come to you, and you gotta say it's all right. They say it's all right.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.